Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson titled, Why Community College? We've started looking at this idea of going to community college and how it can be a good thing. There are great reasons to go to a community college. Carolyn, would you ever recommend that someone go to a community college and why?
Well, actually, I think that community colleges can be really good, especially for people who are international students or they want to improve some of their skills before going to an actual college. I know that the school that I went to had a lot of international students and they had to pay full tuition for classes that just helped them to learn English so that they could finish their other classes. But if you go to a community college to improve your English, to prepare for real college classes or more advanced college classes for a bachelor's degree, it could be really helpful.
Okay, that's a great point. Price is definitely something you want to consider when you're thinking about going to a university, especially if you're an international student transferring to a university or going to a university in the West. Community colleges could be a good option for you. Okay, let's get started with today's lesson, Why Community College?
Why Community College? There are several advantages to attending a community college. First, the tuition is lower than a four-year university, especially if you're a resident. Residents pay the in-county or in-state tuition rate. Second, the credits are mostly transferable to a four-year university. You transfer in as a sophomore or junior. Last, smaller class sizes mean students have more chances to talk with their professors. After admission, Michelle, along with most other international students, took tests in English, reading, and math.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. What are some advantages to attending a community college over a four-year college? We'll find out more in Day 2 of our Living in America article. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Advantage. Advantage is a noun. A good bus system and cheap restaurants are some advantages of living in the city. Admission. Admission is a noun. Following her admission to the university, Casey was so excited that she threw a party. Advising department. Advising department is a noun. The advising department can help you decide which classes to take. Higher education. Higher education is a noun. More students from that high school are pursuing higher education now more than ever before. Your more information word is tuition. Tuition is a noun. Sounds like a lot of great information. Let's jump right in.
Okay, we'll learn more about what happened after Michelle's admission later. But first, let's talk about some advantages to going to a community college. There are several advantages to attending a community college. And of course, there are advantages to learning with Studio Classroom. You get to learn words like advantage. This is from our word bank. An advantage is the way that something is better. It's a pro or a benefit to doing something, an advantage.
That's right. It is a good thing, a good quality about something. And there are many advantages to going to community college, as we will learn about in our lesson today. There are also many advantages to learning English. Maybe you want to go abroad and talk to people who speak English. Learning English has many, many good things that you can use it for.
That's right. So these are some advantages. Of course, the opposite is a disadvantage. D-I-S and then advantage. A disadvantage is something that isn't good about what you're doing. It's not helpful. So of course, there are advantages and disadvantages to almost everything in life. With every coin, there are two sides, right? So here we're talking about the advantage of going to a community college. Or the advantages. How do we continue, Carolyn?
Well, we list several different advantages. First, the tuition is lower than a four-year university, especially if you're a resident. So, if you are a resident, that means that you live there. And if you are a resident, it's very cheap or less expensive to pay for a community college than a four-year university.
That's right. The tuition is lower, so you don't pay as much. Well, we continue learning. Residents pay the in-county or in-state tuition rate. Okay, so these are the people that live there in the county or in the state, and it is a little bit cheaper for them.
That's right. Second, the credits are mostly transferable to a four-year university. So most of the credits, maybe not all of them, can be transferred from your community college to a four-year university to count toward your bachelor's degree.
That's right. Now, when I was a junior at my university, I made some friends with some transfer students. They were students who had just transferred to my university. And sometimes some of their credits didn't transfer. They didn't count in the four-year university. So again, you have to look at which university you are going to, and it really depends which community college you go to as well.
That's right, but we find out that you can transfer in as a sophomore or junior. So if you transfer in as a sophomore or junior, that means that you are at the second or third year in the bachelor's program. You don't start at the very beginning.
That's right. Now, let's take a look at some of those words. If you're at a university, a four-year university, the first year is called freshman, the second year is sophomore, third year is junior, and what's the fourth year, Carolyn?
The fourth year is your senior year.
That's right, senior year. Now, in the United States, actually, high schools go by the same system because there are four-year high schools. Freshman, sophomore, junior, and you could say I'm a senior in high school. I'm going on to university next year.
That's right, and continuing in the article, she lists one more reason. Last, smaller class sizes mean students have more chances to talk with their professors. So if you have a smaller class, there are fewer students, which means that you can talk to your professors more often and maybe get some more information from them that you wouldn't be able to if you went to a large university.
That's true. That is one great advantage. This is often called a student-teacher ratio. You can take the numbers of the amount of students and then compare it to the amount of teachers, so that way you can see how many teachers there are per students. If it's not very many students per teacher, you have a greater chance of talking with your professors and getting help one-on-one.
That's right. So it's always an advantage to go to a smaller school if you want to have that personal interaction with your professors and be able to talk to them. Well, we find out that after admission, Michelle, along with most other international students, took tests in English, reading, and math. So they had to take tests after their admission.
All right, well, let's take a look at that key word. It is admission. And this just talks about getting into a university or a school. It refers to getting into that higher education. If you want to go to community college, of course, you need to have admission. The school will admit you, A-D-M-I-T, you into their university.
That's right. So there is an admission process. You have to apply to go to school there. And then if you are accepted, then you receive a letter of admission or an admission letter saying that, congratulations, you are now a student at our school. So after admission, Michelle and many other international students had to take tests in English reading and math.
Yes. Well, I like most of these subjects. I'm not very good at math. Maybe I would have to take another math test to get in to pass and have admission into my next school. But I do like English. I hope you do too. And I know that you are improving. You're doing a great job here at Studio Classroom and learning with us. Right now it's time for us to do something a little different and watch a video. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 advantage 这个名词。Advantage 是指优点或好处。例如 one of the many advantages to carpooling is that you can lower your expenses. 共乘制的许多好处之一是可以降低花费。它的反义词是自首加上 dis, 变成 disadvantage, 意思是劣势或不利之处。例如 postponing the election will be to the party's disadvantage.延后选举对这个政党而言是不利的。接下来我们看的是 admission 这个名词。admission 在这里是指录取或者是准许入学。如果要说明是录取哪个学校的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,many people applied for admission to this art school, but only a few were accepted. 许多人都申请要进入这家艺术学校，但是只有少数被接受。admission 也指进入。例如 ,the admission fee to the park is $10. 这个公园的入园费是$10。
Today we are continuing our article, Why Community College? Today we've been talking about several of the advantages of attending a community college. First among them was that tuition is lower than going to a four-year university. You can also transfer credits so that you come in at a higher level, as well as having smaller class sizes so you can talk to your professors. Well, we have a lot more to learn in the next part of our reading for today.
Why Community College? The advising department then reviewed the test results. They then put the students in an English language program to prepare them for an American college. The courses include writing grammar, reading, speaking listening, and note-taking. Registration is completed, the tuition is paid, and an official student ID card is in hand. What's next? Attending new student orientation.A good community college is Michelle's choice for her first year experience in American higher education. We support her and wish her a successful college life.
Well, we wish you a successful college life as well, Michelle. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. We read, the advising department then reviewed the test results.So admission is done. Michelle is admitted. Now the advising department is reviewing the test results. Let's take a look at those words. Advising department. This is from our word bank, and these words have to do with your university or school.
That's right. And the advising department is the group of people that gives you advice on what classes you should take and maybe what courses you should think about majoring in. Where should you place your interests and what teachers should you have while you're at that school?
That's right. Now, some of the people that work in the advising department, you might be able to call them counselors. For example, an academic counselor.You could talk with your academic counselor to figure out which classes you should take. Maybe they can even help you decide what major you should declare. So these people, the counselors, will work in the advising department.
They can also be called academic advisors because they are in the advising department. They give advice, very similar words. Well, continuing on, they then put the students in an English language program to prepare them for an American college. So they looked over these test results and decided that many of the students should be in an English language program to help them be better prepared for a 4-year university.
And that is a great idea, especially if you're an international student. Everyone is at a different level with their English. Okay, let's continue. The courses include writing, grammar, reading, speaking, listening, and note-taking. Well, that sounds about normal. If you're learning a new language, these are the different categories that you would need to improve in.
That is very true. These are all very important skills that you want to build when you are learning a language. And you'll see that it is writing / grammar. That means that those two go together. Mm-hmm. They're not separate, but they're taught in the same class. You also see that with speaking and listening. So you could read that as writing grammar or writing and grammar.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's a great point. And there's a category here I want to talk about, note-taking. That is pretty important. Sometimes if you're in a class or you're taking a class, maybe you can't make it one day. You could ask this question. You could ask your friends, can you take notes for me while I'm gone? That is note-taking.
That's right. And it is important to take good notes when you are in school, especially when you are going into college. You want to make sure that you have good notes. Continuing on, registration is completed, the tuition is paid, and an official student ID card is in hand. So it sounds like Michelle is almost ready to begin her college education.
That's right. Her student ID card is in hand. Now, it's written in hand. I guess I would be thinking it's in Michelle's hand, but this is kind of an idiom. If you have something in hand, that means it's in your control. You're not going to lose it. It's in hand.
That's right. So she has her student ID. Registration is complete. The tuition has been paid. So what's next? Gabe, what's next?
What's next? Well, attending new student orientation. This could be a scary part of going to a new university or an exciting part. You're getting to know the campus. You're getting to know other students. Most universities try to make orientation somewhat fun. Anyway, what's next right now? Well, it's time for us to go and visit Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud to talk more about that phrase. What's next?
If today is Tuesday, July 23rd, when is next Friday?
Believe it or not, there's a lot of disagreement over the correct answer to this very simple question.
Some would say, well, obviously, next Friday is just 3 days away, July 26th, because it's the next Friday on the calendar.
But others would say, no, the 26th is this Friday. Next Friday is August 2nd.
Confusing? Consider another example. I asked my 36-year-old friend what he wants for his next birthday. So which birthday am I referring to? His 37th birthday or his 38th?
Again, it could go either way. We really need more information and some context to be certain.
Okay, last one. When you tell a taxi driver, take the next right, do you mean the first available right-hand turn or the second?
Many people would say the first, but I know there are literalists out there who would insist it's the second.
Well, it is frustrating, we know. The meaning of next can be ambiguous, so we suggest the next time you encounter the word next, get as much information as possible, like dates and street names, to avoid possible confusion.
英文有一个很不清楚的字，那就是 next, 因为 next 可以指下一个，也可以指要来的那一个，两者往往是不同的。比如说，今天是7月23号，星期二。Next Friday, 有人认为是要来的这一个星期五，也就是7月26号，但是也有人会认为是下一个礼拜的星期五。 那变成8月2号。再举一个例子， next right 是指前面右手边的第一条路，还是过了那条路的下一条呢？不同的人会有不同的理解。因此下次当我们用到 next 的时候，最好是加入一些别的资讯，比如说日期、路名等等，以避免沟通上的误会。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Next, we are going to continue with our article. A good community college is Michelle's choice for her first year experience in American higher education. So, her first experience in American higher education. Let's look at those words from our word bank. Higher education just means beyond high school. So, it could be college, it could be a master's degree, another PhD program as you continue to learn outside of high school.
That's right. You might talk about being a postgraduate student. You've got your PhD, you're getting your doctorate, and eventually, finally, you end up working at Studio Classroom. That is higher education.
It is higher education as you continue to learn. You continue to grow outside of your high school or required learning. This is another level. It is above normal education. So when you go to college, you are a part of higher education.
All right. Well, we're going to find out more about this. We support her and wish her a successful life. Again, there's this idea that it's not just Michelle making a decision. It's not just the parents making a decision. We support her and wish her a successful college life. Again, Carolyn, this is Michelle's choice, right? She wants to go to a community college?
That is what it sounds like. She has decided that she wants to start at a community college and then transfer to a 4-year program at a university or another college later on.
That's right. Well, it is helpful to have your parents' support. Anyway, it's time for us to continue learning now with Michelle in the language lab. Another Michelle. Our studio classroom Michelle. Here we go.
好，接着我们来看的是 advising department 这个名词。Advising 是 advise，A-D-V-I-S-E， 给予建议或咨询这个动词的动名词。所以 advising department 是指咨询部门。例如 ,the staff in the advising department will give you some suggestions about what courses to take. 咨询部的工作人员会给你建议，告诉你该选什么样的课程。所以我们看的是 higher education 这个名词。Higher 是指更高的，所以 higher education 是指高等教育，包括大专、大学及研究所。例如 ,the higher education budget was increased last year. 去年的高等教育的预算增加了。或者是 ,higher education is still not easily available for disadvantaged families. 贫困的家庭仍然很不容易得到高等教育的机会。Don't go away yet. Keep watching as our program continues.
Well, we've been talking all about community colleges these last couple of days and the advantages to going to a community college. Now, I wonder, Carolyn, would you ever personally go to a community college?
Well, when I was looking at colleges, this was not something I really thought about. I wanted to go to a 4-year university. Mm-hmm. But after learning more about community colleges, I think that this sounds like a pretty good idea. They've actually improved a lot. They keep adding new programs, and now a lot of them have language programs. So maybe I should have gone to a community college for my studies first.
Well, sometimes I also think about this. I went to a 4-year university. But looking back, I guess I could have gone to a community college for the first couple of years. That would have saved a lot of money anyway. There are many advantages to community colleges. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!